Nozir, Perek Dal, Mishneh Hey. We continue our discussion of a Nezira that was Mafrish Karbonis, and then the Nezira's process was stopped mid-flight because the husband was Mefer. Over here he was Mefer. In Mishneh Dalet we have that he was Mefer at the point where Karbonis were already Hufrash. Here we have that he was Mefer even later. He was Mefer when the Karbonis were already in the process of being brought for her. And all of a sudden now there's no Nazirus to bring the Karbonis for. So in that context, the same way in Mishneh Dalet we learned about different Karbonis, we're going to learn a few other halachas over here also. Let's make a few agdamas. The Gemara learns out of Psukim that if the three Karbonis, the Seder HaKrova of Tiglachas Tahara, is first the Chatos, then the Oilo, then the Shlomim, the way the carbon is brought is that the shlom has a very interesting, we described before, the tnufa with the zorei b'shelo. There's also a chelek that the bosser of the el nozer, of the shalmei nozer, is cooked. On the bottom of the pot where it was cooked, nazora, they made the tiglachas, they shaved off all his hair, they put his hair underneath, that was kilu, under the fire. So that's a chelek of the seder hakrova. At what point does the Karbonis take off the Din Nozer and now he's choizer to be a regular civilian and he's metamal amesim, and he's mutter b'teglachas? L'chatchila, after the whole Seder HaKrova. L'maisa, we have a machloikis in later on a Perek Vov, the end of Perek Vov, Mishneh Tes, where the Mishneh by us is going to be soysim, like the Tanur of Shimon over there that holds that as soon as there's a zrikas hadam of any one of the carbon, remember that when we learn seder kodshim, so the seder of every carbon is the shchita, the kabbalas hadam, the halacha el hamizbeach, and the zrikas hadam. The avoida, which is meratza, which creates the chalois, first of all, if a person was made a neder to bring a carbon, that's when he's yotzi dechavose, or let's say miratza, a person's mechuyev kapora, the dam is miratza on him, it makes the kapora, he was yotzi dechavose and he's niskaper. Or let's say a person needs a kapora, needs a carbon for a tahara, at what point is it chal, the tahara of the carbon? All these things are tolui in zrikas hadam. What happens after that, let's say the bosser of the carbon becomes tomei, so it's burnt. Even the hakrov, the haktoras chalov memurim, is not ma'akiv legabi the ritzu of the carbon. That being said, even without the whole seder of all the karbonis, with the whole seder of the bishul and the taglachas and so on, the way we just said, as soon as there is a zrikas hadam of any one of the karbonis, the Mishneh by us is soysen, that creates that there's no longer a nozer status. There's no longer isurin nazirus. That being said, comes along the Mishnah, and the Mishnah says something. Rabbi Kiva Aymer, Nizrak Alea Echem Na Domim, Eni Yochel Lahofer. As soon as one of the Karbonis was Miratza, Eni Yochel Lahofer, why? The Pshan, the Mishnah, the way the Mepharshim explained, is that at the point where Nizrak Alea Echem Na Domim, she doesn't have any Yisuri Nizirus anymore. Why could her husband be Mefer in the first place? Nizirus Ishtoi. Because it's Nidre Inei Nefesh. She's also B'yayin. She has to let her hair grow. She can't be Metamal HaMeisim. At the point where the Yisurim go off, so now all it is, Beino Ben Shemayim, she has a Chiv Karbonis. That has absolutely nothing to do with the Yisurim because the Yisurim are already gone. So Melin, Nizuk Echa Aleo, Echa Min Adomim, Eni Yochel Lahofim. That's for starters. Rabbi Kiva Oimer, Afilu Nishchato Aleo, Achas Mikol HaBehemis, Eni Yochel Lahofim. Even by the Shechita of one of them, Eni Yochel Lahofim, this is very hard to understand. Why would the shchita, which doesn't create a ritzu, not yoytzi yidei choyves any of the karbonis, create the din that it takes off the surim? So the Gemara understands Rabbi Kiva doesn't argue on what we just said, that's tali and zrika, but since by shchita, lamaisa, there's a hefset kachim, so mele, they took away midirabonon, they took away his ability to be mefer. Of course, the Mepharshim ask a pashta kasha, that the way we had in the previous Mishnah, the Behemo, the Mois, there is a Hefset Kachim, even at the conceptual point where the Nazira was only Mafrish HaKarbon, even before the Shechita. There's a Hefset Karbon because the Chatos is going to have to be Tomos. The Gemara says that no, the Mefarshim rather speak out Pshan, the Gemara, that Kiva is not Choshish for the Hefzid Kachim before it actually became a functional carbon. The Kedusha's carbon is not Choshish to be Mafsid, Dinam de Rabbanon, but once the Behemoth was Nishchat, that's already a Hefzid of a carbon in process, that they took away the husband's ability to be made. Bamedvar Mamurim, the Mishnah says, B'tiglachas Taharo. Tiglachas Taharo, the way we described the ability of the husband to be made for is totally in the Ritzu, in the Zrikas Adam, any one of the Karbonas. Abo b'tiglachas Atumo. By a carbon of Tiglachas Atumo, where it's not a Chatos Oilo and Shlomim, it's a Chatos Oilo and Oshom. Over there, by the Tiglachas Tumo, even after one of the Karbonas are brought, that's Miratza. Legabi the Kabbalah seems more to bring now, but it doesn't take away the fact that she's going to still have to prav in the zeros. So Mel, it's still Nidra Inu Nefesh. So the Mishnah says Yofe Shu Yochel Loime Yefshi Bir Yishum Ruvelas. Yishum Ruvelas doesn't mean disgusting over here. It means Tzeklapt. It means she has Yisurim on her. She has limitations, restrictions. So that's true because she's more to prav in the zeros. So that Avada, he's allowed to be Mefer. Rabbi Oimer, he argues on Tanakama Af B'Tikalachas HaTayri Yofe. Even by Tiglachas Tahoira, after the Ritzui of one of the Karbonis, Yofer, why? Shu Yochel Loimar, it's not the fact that she's going to have Isurim. Those Isurim go off. But there is part of the process of the Naziris is the Chiv Legaleach, she has to be completely hairless, and the hair is put under, we said, in the Bishul of the Zeroya. And in that, he could say, Shu Yochel Loimar, Yef Shibi Shum Galachas. I don't want a wife who has been shorn, who's bald. So Mamela, that is also called that Dvarm Shabbeinu Leveino, Shehit is Gane Olov. And Mamela, that he's not Mechuyiv and he can be made for that. What does the Tanakama hold? So Gemara says, she can wear a Sheitel. Pay a Nochus, she can go out. So Mamela, that it's not Shehit is Gane Olov. It doesn't have to be Tizgan Olov until her hair comes back. The Mefarshim over here point out, L'chert sounds like she's allowed to wear a Sheitel out. It's not so posh if a woman's allowed to wear a Sheitel, but she's a rabbi. I got a shadow by the poiskim today. Klal Yisrael is no glahakol, but there's always a tumul about it. So this is a shadow that's in Achronim from 300, 400, 500 years ago. Some taina that there's a raya from here that a woman could go out with a pair of nochris. Some taina no. She like tizgan al baila. She would only need to wear the pair of nochris in private when she's with him. Mashenga when she goes out, she could put on a tichel, put on a beged. So Mela, that's not that there's no hechrach in that. That's the din that we have in Fonenu.